The new rules in place because of a change in Minnesota's bovine tuberculosis status, where state animal health inspectors have found 11 TB-infected herds since mid-2005. Donna Gilson with the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection says the dairy state can't afford to take any chances.
We don't make any bones about it. It's going to be a hardship or, you know, at least an inconvenience for producers, but it's just something we feel we have to do because our TB-free status in Wisconsin is so important not only to our individual producers but to our economy as a whole. You know, we are the dairy state. We've got a lot to lose here if we were ever to get TB.
Well, the ag department's put in place new permitting and testing requirements. In addition, cattle brought from Minnesota will need to be quarantined on the farm and retested 60 to 90 days after arrival. Despite the new restrictions, Gilson doesn't expect any substantial decrease in the number of cattle brought from Minnesota. That's about 13,000 animals annually, many of them replacement heifers for Wisconsin dairy herds. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.